With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. A bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. People dressed in pots and bags, the registered drivers, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do better. Oh, my friend, they come around, flat to flat to party. Oh, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, the town to town. My brain was splattered all over Manhattan. Should you be? Are you with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4227. Ottawa just beat Nashville in overtime. End-to-end rush and then five-hole. So I'm watching the Olympics with Carver High here. Men's downhill training. That's as good as it gets. I don't even care if it's training, real. This guy's going 90 miles an hour. I'm all for it.
Medals, no medals. Just screwing
snow,
around.
Snow, ice,
who
whatever.
Who cares, man? It's awesome.
Dude's doing 90. Gotta watch. That's what I'm all about tonight. A little curling action. What else do we got? Skiing and then...
I think just skiing and curling tonight.
I'm all for it. Big show here on deck. Jared Zuerling with us from Sports Illustrated. Talking NBA trade deadline, obviously a huge day. The Cavs completely remade their roster, sending Isaiah Thomas, who didn't want to be traded, liar. Derrick Rose, Channing Frye, Jay Crowder, Iman Shumpert, all gone. And, of course, D. Wade as well, back to the 305. Shake out, ooh. Wade County, son, shake out, ooh. All of them in multiple deals. They bring back George Hill, Rodney Hood, Larry Nance, and Jordan Clarkson. Does this re-energize LeBron and the Cavs to win the East? Will it make them better? The Lakers cleared all kinds of cap space and got a draft pick, first rounder out of it, so they can go after LeBron and another in the offseason. So, fantastic job by the Lakers there. Pelinka and Magic doing a great job there. And then, you know, I think, you know, at some point or another, they believe in Kuzma more than they believed in Larry Nance. And Kuzma's a rookie that's just entertaining the masses out there at Staples. They go crazy when he plays. And, you know, Larry Nance has missed time, this and that. Clarkson, I like. I like his game. You cannot deny that that guy has filled it up for them, right? I mean, he has, flat out. So, and Isaiah will be able to, I guess, do whatever he wants with the green light there, but he's still not, I mean, Lonzo Ball, they're saying, is the starter. So, I don't know what that's all about, but he's still going to, you know, they're saying, get massive burn. So God only knows where that guy's going to end up now after, you know, this season. Is he going to stay there? It sounds doubtful. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he's going to move from Boston to Cleveland to L.A. to somewhere else again. But it's huge. Other notable trades on deadline day saw the Knicks get Emmanuel Mudiay from Denver. Doug McDermott went to Dallas, and the Pistons getting Jameer Nelson. I love the Mudiay deal for the Knicks, considering the fact that their season's over. They did a great job tonight in Toronto getting whacked 113-88. I mean, no Porzingis. They're bad even with him.
No Porzingis or Kanter.
Kanter was out. He had oral, like, I guess he had some dentistry done today or something, so he didn't play. And they were just flat out. They looked like a high school team going against an NBA team tonight up there. So we'll talk to Jared about that coming up here in 10 minutes. At 11 East, 8 Vegas, Strong Time. Kevin Lynch covers the Niners for KNBR in the city by the bay. We'll talk about the Jimmy G deal. Despite just 7 starts, Garoppolo gets 5 years, $137 million. The highest average cash value per year at 27.5. He's the highest paid player in the NFL. Is that risky for the Niners to give him so much so soon? Well, I don't think so. I think it was inevitable that he was going to get paid. And they didn't get him to let him go. So they gave him a fat deal that he couldn't refuse. And now his future is in San Francisco, lock, stock, and barrel. We'll talk to Kevin Lynch about it at the top of the second hour. The city of Philadelphia went wild with their Super Bowl parade. Everyone was mostly civil. Jason Kelce, is that his name? What a absolutely inebriated mess he was. I mean, that guy was the wildest party animal ever.
You think he was drunk?
The profanity-laced speech he gave.
I thought that was scripted.
Really?
I thought he's been waiting days to say all that.
Your boy went on a tirade.
I thought he was drunk just picking out his outfit.
The outfit was outstanding too, right?
Nothing compared to yours in Vegas.
Nobody touches me out there. I mean, that's...
That was maybe the best sports parade I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it literally went over the state of Pennsylvania.
And really, for all
Did they go through Pittsburgh, too?
For all the all week long about the Philadelphia fans and all this, I mean, did you really see anything that... I saw one video posted
the
of
guy a, fall off
of,
the
of a couple post. Guys getting to a scrap. They were fighting with each other, but it was you're going to get that in every parade in every city across the country.
So basically, no problem.
No, it didn't. At least nothing came out of it. You know, we weren't there, obviously, but there was no reports of any major problems.
Listen, these guys. I mean, this skiing. Are you kidding me? These dudes are doing 100 miles an hour. I mean, that looks like the most dangerous mountain I've ever seen in my life.
Mafia absolutely hates the Winter Olympics, so I'm not going to get any of that till all the other games are over tonight.
You're not watching it right now?
No.
Mafia's not having it.
I'll put it on. I just haven't touched that TV yet. I was getting everything else set up.
Reports say Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor are in talks for a potential MMA match, allegedly, if you believe it. Do you believe Floyd will get into the octagon?
It's happening. I'm telling you.
He's an idiot if he does.
He's an idiot if he does it, but it's happening.
What if he goes in the octagon and wins?
No shot.
Then the whole sport of MMA is illegitimized.
I don't see how he can do it. How could you take on someone that's a black belt in all those arts and you've never been trained in it? I don't get it. How can that be, Mafia?
It's suicide to do that as far as, you know, winning the fight. I mean, he's not going to die in it, but it would be stupid. For a guy who's built his whole career on undefeated and no one could beat him, he's the greatest fighter ever. Don't go where you don't belong. You're not going to do any good there. You're not going to win the fight. As bad as Conor McGregor is on the ground, he will dominate Floyd Mayweather.
But at the end of the day, he's still going to be, even if he got destroyed in the octagon, he's still going to be 50-0 in the boxing ring.
Yeah.
He's still going to be undefeated in boxing. That's not going to hurt his boxing accomplishments. For him to jump in the ring, grab a couple $100 million and go back home.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk to Jared Zwirling next from Sports Illustrated about the NBA trade deadline. You know I've been on fire hitting games and everything. The Super Bowl, the props, the money lines, the spreads. 15 of the last 18 NFL playoff bets I hit for you. 71 prop bets I hit for you. PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard with winners. I'm stacking it up in the NBA, college rack, NHL every night. Tomorrow night, the Clippers are in Detroit to see their old friend Blake Griffin. Denver's at Houston tomorrow night. Davidson in Rhode Island Friday night in college rack. Hockey Friday night, Pittsburgh at Dallas, and Columbus at Washington. Get every pick, every sport, every game, every day at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters, it's all there. PharrellOnTheBench.com. It rules. Sign up today. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, let's talk to Jared Zwirling of Sports Illustrated about the big day in the NBA. How's it going, Jared?
What's up, man? How you been?
Cool, brother. Hey, so there's a couple things I want to do. First is this Isaiah Thomas guy. So, you know, he at the beginning of the year, they move him to Cleveland, and everybody was talking about, oh, IT, Rose, D-Wade, blah, blah, blah. He's had hip surgery, so we waited the whole year to see him play. Finally plays, let's say, hypothetically, 15 games, whatever it was. And, you know, you could say in not so many words that he was cancer for that team. I mean, he questioned the coach the other day. He started the love drama in the locker room that night. And then, I mean, now he gets moved to L.A. How has his reputation taken a hit or not? I think it has.
Well, you know, look, the whole year or the whole last year and a half has been tough for him. Lost his sister in a car accident, gets traded twice. You know, the guy, first of all, was the last pick in the draft in 2010 or 11. So clearly did a very nice job getting back to where he maybe should have been in his career, a standout player, a huge steal. So I give him credit in his career and all the things that he went through in the last year and a half. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the hip injury was tough, and he came back midseason. The fact that he came back the way he did and he tried his heart out to be there for the team. But it was a struggle. You know, it's hard to come back to play alongside LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Kevin Love, all these superstars or star players, and it's hard to blend in with that. It's like just the offensive opportunities are just not always there, and you have to kind of play second, third wheel. He was the number one option in Boston, so the transition was very difficult and different for him. And also, as starting point guard, you know, it's definitely different, too, because now he has to defend the top point guard in the league, and that's the hardest position to guard. That's a very difficult job for him. So, and then offensively, trying to get the team in rhythm. So the pressure was definitely there after the injury. So, you know, to alleviate some of the pressure off him, I see the situation that he came into was very difficult. However, you know, the guy still has to produce, and in L.A. he'll get that chance to see if he can do it in the next 30 games, and maybe he'll stay there in the long term in L.A. So a lot's riding on this guy. You know, he's scored 28 points.
Do you think that he'll play past this season for them? We lost him. There you go. So try him again. Sounds like he's in a train station or something. It's driving me nuts. So their new roster, the Cavs' new roster, George Hill, Rodney Hood, LeBron, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, Jordan Clarkson, J.R. Smith, Osman, Korver, Jeff Green, and Larry Nance Jr. So, boy, did they change that team around. It's just unbelievable how they dumped everybody. I mean, my God. And then I wonder if that guy, do you think he'll play past the season, Jared, in Los Angeles? Like, do you think that's what Magic and Pelinka want?
A lot depends on his health. That's the biggest thing. You know, we haven't seen the full Isaiah Thomas yet. We saw what he did in Boston. So expectations are very high for him there. Lonzo Ball is a starting point guard. So very interesting to see how Isaiah plays off him. Because Isaiah played the two guard. And, you know, he does what Chris Paul is doing in Houston right now, where James Harden is the focal point of the offense. Chris Paul has become basically a three-point shooter off the ball. Can Isaiah play that role? So the guy is a terrific scorer when he's healthy. So I can't rule out a future there because I think there's a lot of expectations. He's still pretty young in the prime of his career. The hip injury he came back from, he's not 100% yet. But he just needs a team that can give him more of an option offensively. Like I said, in Cleveland, he was really the third, fourth wheel in many ways. And that's very difficult for a guy who was number one option in Boston. I think he's going to get a bigger opportunity in L.A. for sure.
So Jared Swerling with the Sports Illustrated. Now the Cavs are completely revamped. You add Hill, Hood, Clarkson, Nance to this team. Will LeBron James finally be happy? Is this a good team now, do you think?
Well, they're in win-now mode, obviously. It's LeBron James, the best player in the league. He's the Michael Jordan of this era. So you have to get to the NBA Finals. That's a no-brainer. So that's how they see the situation now. You have four guys that are coming in that are younger. They're going to bring a lot more explosive firepower and transition. They're going to get the points on the board. The question is, can they defend? That's what we didn't see with the Cavaliers. They were one of the worst teams defensively. So that's the most important thing with this team. It does give LeBron some momentum. It gives him some more rest, which is key. You know, LeBron, as you know, the last 8 years, he's played more than 110 games, including the playoffs and NBA Finals. So getting Clarkson up there and Larry Nance and Rodney Hood, who's a fantastic 20 points a game scorer, it'll help LeBron leave some of the pressure that he'll need to really get those legs under him for a long and deep playoff run. So it's win-now mode. The Celtics should be a little worried. They still have continuity. They didn't make any moves, so they still have the same roster from the start of the year, which is very important in the NBA. Same with the Rockets and Warriors. They still have the same team, so continuity is very important. So obviously we'll see how the defense looks in Cleveland and also the continuity, if they can really make a charge here and get some wins under the belt.
Jared, I got to ask you about Dwayne Wade going to the 305 back to Miami. I got to tell you, from the day they got rid of him, I was just vehemently against it. I just thought it was the worst deal that Pat Riley had ever made in his entire career, and I mean it. And the fact that that guy's going back to Miami, I just think, this is just for me personally, I think it's fantastic. I always, you know, I live down there a lot. I love Dwayne Wade. I always have. I thought he was the greatest Heat player ever. And I just think it's great. Do you think he'll, like, how do you think it'll play out? Like a year after this, he'll play a year or maybe after this season at least down there, and they'll let him finish his career with the Heat, basically playing all kinds of different roles on that team, and they're not going to screw him again, are they?
No, he's going to retire in Miami. I'm actually from Miami myself. I was actually covering the Heat in 2003. I went to the first practice with the Heat after he was drafted that year. And I remember that one practice, he had a tip dunk, and everyone looked at each other like, this guy, Dwayne Wade, you know, we knew about him in the NCAA tournament. He had a triple-double against Kentucky. Obviously, Pat Riley played at Kentucky years ago. So when Riley saw that triple-double, he knew, I got to get Dwayne Wade. And we didn't really know so much about him. We knew that he was sort of this very versatile player, but he really had his coming-out party that year as a junior at Marquette. So that first practice from there, I saw Wade County embrace him. And I actually interviewed him a lot in Miami. It was really cool to see was just how much he embraced the culture of Miami. He got really big into art and lifestyle and fashion. And we went to a lot of different events with him to cover that. And, you know, one thing in Miami, as you know, fans do arrive late. It's a South Beach entertainment crowd. The women are very dressed up. They're ready to go clubbing. So with Wade now back in Miami, we lost some fans at the home game. So now with Wade there, I think you're going to see a bigger spark at home games, which is very important. You know, because the Heat need to make that playoff push. They want to get to that number four spot after the Celtics, Raptors, and Cavs, which is the most likely 1-2-3 in the East. So maybe the Cavs get to that second spot, but the Heat need that four spot. So with Wade back in Miami, they're going to get that more of that home court advantage. There's the buzz there. Deion Waiters is not there, but you still have a very well-coached team under Eric Spoelstra, who's now in his 10th year in Miami. So very well-coached team. I think Wade's going to bring a lot of juice to that team, a lot of buzz. Not to mention, he's a good closer. Not the same Dwayne Wade, the Flash, who's going to dunk on you, but he's a very smart player. He's very good in crunch time. So I think he's going to be a very good in close games to help the Heat do their thing in close games.
Yeah, I can't wait. And it starts tomorrow against Milwaukee. I think I'm going to move back to Miami tomorrow. I love going to Heat games. I used to go all the time. And when I lived there, I love them. And I just think it's just fantastic. They screwed up so bad. He was never the same after he left the Heat. He's never been the same. Hopefully he gets his juice back. What did you think of the Moutier deal to the Knicks? He was a big number 7 pick, I think, in the draft at one point.
Yep.
And their team, you know, losing Porzingis is bad enough, but they sucked with him. I mean, and without him, they showed tonight what they're made of. They got whacked in Toronto. We think they should just tank the rest of the way, lose every single game, and try to figure this thing out with a big high lottery pick.
Yeah, Moody, I'm not sure about yet. You know, it's interesting. Out of high school, he was one of the top players in the country, and he didn't go, obviously, to high school. So he had a lot of momentum coming into the draft. You know, when you look at the Nugget situation where he came from, he played alongside Jamal Murray, Gary Harris. You know, there was a lot of guards at that position, so he didn't really get a lot of playing time. He actually went to the bench. He became more of a 6th, 7th man. So we haven't really seen what Moody is really capable of. And not to mention in New York, you have Trey Burke, Tim Hardaway Jr., Courtney Lee, Frank Nicolina. So now he's back in a situation where he's playing alongside a lot of point guards and shooting guards. So curious to see how Moody will stand out in the crowd, because I'm not expecting him to come in and start averaging 20 a game. You know, this guy is not a big-time scorer just yet. He's only 21 years old, which is good. He's young. But still, he's in another situation where he's playing alongside a lot of guards. So where is he going to find his niche? Moutier is very good in transition. He's obviously very athletic. He's young.
He can hit the three ball off the pick and roll. So he'll bring the Knicks some extra scoring, which is very needed. Defensively, we'll see what he can do. You know, as far as, like you said, the Knicks' future, playoffs to me probably shouldn't be a priority. You know, it's going to be a pretty good draft this year, even into the second round. So the Knicks, it's a sucky situation. KP goes down, tears his ACL. They're now relying on Michael Beasley to be basically one of your top scorers. Knicks fans must be just going crazy right now. You know, you have KP having an all-star year. He's going to be in the all-star game next week. All this happens. I don't know what to say. The Knicks franchise continues to be. I covered the Knicks for 3 years for ESPN, and it's still looking very bleak. And I hope that Moutier does do something to give the Madison Square Garden some reason to smile, because it's challenging right now. No question.
Well, at least you're at the Garden for NBA games, is the way I look at it. I'm going to see the Nets and Pelicans Saturday, and I got the tickets because my son's a big Boogie fan and Brow fan. Meanwhile, Boogie goes down with an ACL. Now your boy Porzingis goes down with an ACL. I'm not sure there's a reason to go to pro basketball games in the city anymore, but I'm going Saturday to see that crappy game. But hopefully it'll be a good game. I'll bet Brow takes the night off, and then I'll be sitting there with my thumb in my mouth. Hey, Jared, always good having you on the bench, brother. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio. I'll catch up with you at a game.
No question. By the way, Boogie tore his Achilles.
Right. Yeah, the Achilles, whatever. I lose track of all the
injuries. I just wanted to make sure you got that right.
Yeah, yeah. I was on the air. I was on the air the night he did it.
I'll be there Saturday, too. So I'll catch you, man.
All right, I'll see you Saturday. That we'll both be miserable together. All right, there he is, Jared, my man Zwirling from SI.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. We want to hear from you. Obviously, we put a podcast out after every show. You can get it on Twitter at Scott Farrell, it's F-E-R-R-A-L-L, or at On the Bench CBS. That's after every show, and then the next day several times. So in other words, tonight and then tomorrow. Like, you can figure that much out, right? So if your buddies or whatever, your lover can't hear the show ever, and they say, I don't have a station, then you just listen on radio.com, that app. Download that app free. Boom, you can listen. Or the CBS Sports app. It also streams the network. It's so easy. Apple Music has our network on there. Just search CBS Sports Radio on Apple Music and your styling. We're also streaming on our network website at CBSSportsRadio.com. Don't forget to get the I Am Scott Farrell app in the App Store free. It's the I Am Scott Farrell app. It's pretty easy. I think you'll dig it. Check it out. So, anyway. Yeah, I'm going to the Nets game. So that should be interesting to see. I haven't been over there in a while. I used to go there for fights.
It's fun.
You've been to the Barclays for hockey, right?
I've been there for everything. Hockey, basketball, concerts. I haven't been there for a fight, actually, but I've been there for everything else.
So every time you go, do you just take the train?
Well, now it's a lot easier for me to get there, because now that I live on Long Island and further out, it's a straight shot to Brooklyn. When I lived in Queens, it was a disaster. I mean, I went to Islander games, it would take me, you know, almost 2 hours to get home.
Right.
Because I'd have to take the subway back to Manhattan and then take the Long Island Railroad from Manhattan up to Bayside. I mean, there was the one night where I went to when the NCAA tournament was there, I went to that Notre Dame Michigan game. I got home like 2.5 hours later. It was brutal.
So how do you do it now? Do you go by train or do you drive?
Yeah, Long Island Railroad is a if you live in Nassau or Suffolk County, I mean, you're getting a straight shot there. You might have to change maybe one train at Jamaica, but it's a straight run. Whereas if you lived in Queens, there's no direct Long Island Railroad line into Atlantic Terminal. So you'd have to get into Manhattan and then take the subway from Manhattan down there.
Right.
So now it's a little bit better for me.
So that's what I have to do, is come down here and park and take the subway.
Saturday, yeah. You're just going to come here. Obviously, you're coming from the other side of the river, so you know you'll get here, park the car, you jump on the subway, and you'll be there in no time.
I forget, dude. Now, when you walk up Varick, is it the one on this side closest to work, or do I cross the street?
No, the one on this side.
It's on. It's the one on the side. So the stairwell right before Varick.
Correct.
Just go down there and boom.
Right.
And then when I come back, do I get off at Varick or is that what it is? Is it the Varick stop or is it the Houston?
Houston is the stop.
I don't want to screw that up. It's bad enough, that subway, isn't it?
It's tough.
I mean, to tell you, if anyone even comes near me, dude, they'll get the full side of me that they don't want to know.
Is it just you and Gunner?
I am just not the person you want to
throw. Oh, you're bringing the whole family.
The whole family, and I will be on full on, just absolute, like a coyote. I mean, I am just going to be like right behind a rock, come out and strike. Trust me, don't even sing to me. Don't come near me. Just do someone else because it's not going to go well for you. I am telling you, I will pull your brains out of your face. Mafia knows I'm capable, too. I am cheap shot city. It will gouge your eyeball out of your face.
Normally, he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Carver Eye's like, God, he's just going to an NBA game. What happened? Like, I don't even know what happened there. It was just... So I didn't get any fist fights in Vegas or anything, did I? That I remember?
No.
You had to check that?
Think about it a little bit.
Did you?
We actually, believe it or not, I mean, we didn't really discuss this at all.
What?
At the end of the week, we were, you know, pretty much incident free the entire week during the show. I mean,
we didn't have any throw ups.
Monday, we had one guy that one lady that needed to be taken away, but she was hammered. She wasn't violent or anything. She was just an idiot. I mean, we usually have one that, you know, wants to throw down and yell and you know, language and the whole deal. And we actually got out of that week with really nothing, none of that sort of action.
Right, it's pretty.
Did Mafia have to dump anybody yelling in the background at us really all week? I don't think so.
Did you have any
problems? One guy, maybe.
No, I don't think we did.
I love the one guy. Ego!
I had no idea what that guy was saying.
Ego!
How do you think that guy did on Sunday?
I think he did all right at the end of the day, cashing tickets. Nothing like sending Dan Hicks up Mountainside to do the downhill with a guy that looks like Mike Madonna.
Who is that, Bodie Miller?
I don't. It might be.
It's got to be, right?
Is that Bodie? Lindsey Vonn looking good at the Olympics. My God, what's up?
Gonna leave the dog at home with the dog sitter or something?
Yeah, like always. You had to bring the dog to Korea?
Always looking good.
What is she dating now?
Here it is. The tweet from NBC. Our newest Winter Olympics analyst, Bodie Miller, made a grand end. That's got to be Bodie Miller, right?
It is.
Oh, wipeout.
Oh, wait. Do we have
this
one?
This is why you watch.
Oh, this is a chick wipeout. Here we go. There goes the patella. Oh, and then into the fence. Ow. Oh, man. That was nasty. That chick is going to the hot tub. I can't even believe she's up on her skis. Are you kidding me? She's okay? Bodie Miller. Looks like he snapped a couple doobies on the way up the
chairlift. We still don't know if that's definitely him, but
it
we
is.
Do know that he's working for NBC at these Olympics.
That's him. Come on. All right, so I wanted to say this.
Go ahead.
Did you want to say something else?
No, Lindsay's going now. That's why.
Oh, Lindsay. Looking good.
She might be my favorite.
This is not Lindsay. Oh, it is. You're right. They showed some other chick's name. She's first. Best time.
It's
boom.
She's the best.
She immediately was the best. How great is that? I think that was just a replay-itis.
She's the best in several categories.
They should just show her going down the mountain out the whole show. Just replay it 30 times. I have to say... still stoked over Dwayne Wade going back to the Heat. I can't tell you how much that invigorates me. Like, I just have lost, you know, because I like the Heat. And I've been to a lot of Heat games. I like them. I'm into them. I always loved Dwayne Wade in Miami. I went to see him play. I'm a fan. I just think he's meant to be there. You've heard me over and over say 1,000 times that was the worst thing they ever did was let him leave Miami. What a foolish mistake that was to let him leave Miami for these last couple of years. The Chicago thing was a disaster. The Cleveland thing, I mean, let's just face it. He looked like he was 50 years old playing there. And I just think that he has to, you know, finish his career in Miami, just play whatever minutes, do whatever, just keep him on the roster, let him play, you know, let the guy play. They already have some talented players, Whiteside, Dragic. Let the guy play. Now, obviously, Waiters' injury hurt him this year. The kid from Duke, Winslow's never really panned out. But when when Wade was there, he played well. He played well with Wade. So maybe D-Wade can fix that kid. I think Spoelstra knows he's got another voice of reason now in the locker room. Certainly, he's almost like LeBron, right, with his power that he's got. You have to have a player like that on your team, I believe, if you want to be successful. You can't just have some coach, you know, Doc Rivers telling everybody what to do, and then no one listens. You got to have a player that makes the players listen. What do you think it means to have him back in Miami?
I think it helps them out a lot. It gives them a huge presence. He is Miami.
Right.
I mean, he is that team. I'm sure it will help. See, I feel like Wade is a guy who will go in there and he'll rally the guys in there and, like, want to be the leader and want to be – there's other stars in this league that don't want anything to do
right.
with young guys. I feel like Wade could be a guy because he's back in Miami that will really like this role going back to where he did it all.
There's no one – like, the only person that can even remotely come close to him in Miami was Lonzo Mourning. Right? Like,
yeah.
But that's it. And I don't even think, Lonzo, badass. I think people respect him, love him, no doubt. He's been on my show before in Miami on QAM. But there's no one like Dwayne Wade. And I just think it's just fantastic. Like, when I saw that today, it made my day. I, like, legitimately could care less about any other deal at all. Not one of them. They just all, just to me, it's like, whatever, Rodney Hood. Are you kidding me? Boys in the hood. I don't even care. But Dwayne Wade going back, no offense to Rodney Hood. He can play. But I'm just saying, the Dwayne Wade thing got me excited. I was like, oh, my God, Dwayne Wade. Do you know that when LeBron left the Heat, right, they were done. They were done. Like, there's no way, again, ever that the when the Cavs lost him, he went to the Heat, that they would ever do a deal again with one another. They hated each other, right, those two teams. And I think it's been that long since he left that they've ever done a deal. The fact that those two got back in bed together and did a deal that they sent, I mean, I thought it was really classy, to be honest with you, of the Cavaliers to send him back to Miami. They didn't have to do that, right? But they did. And I thought it was a real class move. I thought it was cool. Bury the hatchet on the old, damage that they had with one another, franchises-wise. This is the funniest thing. I'm looking at my buddy's lawyer commercial in Vegas during the Knights game. That was my old boss at Sports Entertainment Network's little son. Oh, my God. He grew up to be an injury lawyer in Vegas. I've always told that story. Now he's running TV commercials in the Knights games. I'm going to keel over. His dad was the coolest guy ever. Oh, my God. What happened to cool bosses? I used to go out and get hammered with his father. They'd carry us out of Caesar's Palace. Check 1, 2. Good evening, Las Vegas. But anyway, Dwayne Wade back in Miami. That made my day. What up, D-Wade? 305 Wade County, son. This ain't no joke. Love those Heat. Those new Miami Vice unis, they're pimping. We got a lot going on here. Kevin Lynch covers the Niners for KMBR, the sports leader. He's next talking about Jimmy G's fat deal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.